Hello, this is Paul Drockton, and you're listening to True Religion Radio. Today, we're going to talk about the nature of Jesus Christ. This has been probably one of the most hotly contested theological discussions in the history of Christianity. If you take a look at things historically, there were two groups of individuals that were diametrically opposed to the concept of Trinity, and both for different reasons. You had the church at Alexandria that was heavily influenced by Greek philosophy that denied the divinity of Jesus Christ, and it was all based on concepts that were put forward by Plato, by Aristotle, by Apollonius, Neoplatonism. The list goes on and on and on. And it was basically these philosophies that persuaded people that Jesus Christ, although was emanated or from the Father, they also argue that he was without form, without substance. Some people argued that when he came to the earth, he was here kind of like as an illusion. He wasn't really mortal. I mean, it's just crazy. And then you had the opposite at the Church of Antioch, where all the Jewish Christians had fled when Rome destroyed Jerusalem. And there, they argued that God was a monotheistic individual, that he was basically one God, God the Father, and that Jesus Christ wasn't given the same gifts as the Father. He literally operated as the Son. Now, both of these are wrong, and both of them don't understand the divinity of Christ. So let me just explain this to you. Understand that, again, according to the Gospel of John, if you read verses, the first chapter of John, I'm going to quote from it, says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And through him all things were created." Of course, the Word translates into logos, which basically means mind. In the beginning was the mind, and the mind was with God, and the mind was God. Through him all things were created. Of course, John is referring to Jesus Christ. And of course, what he's referring is the beginning was Jesus Christ, like the rest of us, was pure intelligence, light and truth. The difference is he was he possessed a fullness of light and truth. Literally, everything you could know, he knew, he understood, right, as the logos, as the mind. And as I stated before, intelligence without matter is void of emotion, void of feelings, void of compassion, just pure logic. Just think about, pure computer, I guess you can say, or Spock on Star Trek, right? And of course, that's only half of godliness. The other half, of course, is God's love and compassion for his creation. And so, as John explains, the Word was God. He was with God and he was God. Jesus Christ was brought into the Spirit by God the Father, because Paul explains God the Father is the Father of all of our spirits, right? That all of us were begotten spiritually by God the Father. Now, spiritual matter with intelligence creates spirit. Matter without intelligence is inert. It doesn't do anything. It just sits there. It has to be intelligence in order to move around, in order to exercise faith, in order to accomplish anything. And so Jesus Christ, just like us, progressed from intelligence to spirit, became a spiritual being. Now, we learn in the Old Testament that he did reveal himself to Moses, and there's multiple accounts where Moses saw Jesus Christ in the Spirit, right? And also to other prophets. So basically, the spiritual body of Jesus Christ looked just like the mortal body of Jesus Christ, only with the glory. And as the Bible points out, there had to be a physical change to Moses in order for him to endure that glory. And it talks about Moses coming down from the mountain and his face shone. It was so bright that he had to wear a veil over it for like 30 days or something like that. Why? Because he had been transfigured Just like Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration, there was a change to his human body that was temporary that permitted him to endure the presence of Jesus Christ in the Spirit, who's God. Now, Jesus Christ came down to this earth and to accomplish numerous things. Number one, the eternal argument, Satan argued that he could force people to be whatever he wanted them to be, that literally that nothing, man is nothing more than malleable clay that can be twisted or corrupted or perfected through pure force. That, my friends, was Satan's idea. We rejected it. We helped fight the war in heaven and cast him out to this earth, which is why he hates us so much. And believe me when I tell you, Jesus Christ set the example of free will, making choices regardless of the consequences, regardless of your circumstances, literally suffering all things. Now, we know that Mary was basically blessed so that Jesus Christ was created within her womb through the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, that again has been misinterpreted, misunderstood, and people don't understand how this works. And I'm going to explain this to you once again. Remember, Jesus Christ created all things. And obviously, he had the power to create his own body within the womb of Mary. And of course, Mary had to go through some kind of physical change in order to give birth to an individual who was both God and man. See, there, my friends, is the big controversy. How could God be born of a mortal mother? Well, Mary had to also go through some kind of physical change in order to endure the creation of Jesus Christ. And by his word, all things are created, right? So, when Jesus Christ was born, as we know, he was both God and man. And he testified to this throughout his life. He said, I have the power to lay down my life, and I have the power to take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I have received this from the Father, the power to lay down my life and the power to take it up again. And as I said, one of the purposes for his mortal experience was to set an example for the rest of us of how we should be. Jesus Christ said, what manner of men ought you to be? Verily I say unto you, verily, verily I say unto you, even as I am. Now that was a play on words, because when Moses asked God in the burning bush, who shall I say sent me? Jesus Christ responded, I am who I am. And of course, he also said the same thing to the Pharisees when he was asked. And they said, thou art but 30 years old. Art thou greater than our father Abraham? And Jesus Christ responded, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was I am. In other words, I'm the God of the Old Testament. And they picked up stones to kill him. So my point is that Jesus Christ never hid his identity. He never faltered in confessing that he truly was God with us. He truly was Emmanuel. And so when we realize that he really is the perfect example of how to go through this mortal experience, it's humbling. And we really do need to be humble and to learn from his experience, to literally focus on the scriptures. Luke is a great place to start so we can understand his mission and so we can understand his will and his commandments, so we're not deceived. And remember, Satan desires to deceive. He has literally done everything he could to corrupt the doctrine of Christ, to make it another philosophy of men, which is why you got to go back to the source. You need to read the scriptures. You have to study them, my friend. You have to pray about them. And I promise you that as you start conforming your life to the example, the perfect example of Jesus Christ, that you will be added upon. You'll receive greater knowledge, greater peace, greater inspiration. And believe me when I tell you, you'll have greater power over evil in your heart, in your mind, and in your life. And this is the blessing of the faithful. Now, I promise you that these things are true. I say this in his holy name, even Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless, my friends. Have a great day.